turn to Galatians chapter 2. Open your Bibles, Galatians chapter 2. I am, just let me set the stage here. This devotional is presented to a group that I'm presuming are believers. Now, that may or not be the case, but I'm preaching and speaking to believers tonight. I want to challenge those of us that have a clear understanding of our salvation. But I say this in this context. So many people in their Christian walk get to the point, there must be more. Why does it seem so dull? Why does it seem like I'm so numb? This message, this devotional, is all about that. Why do we fall into this trap? The Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 2, in Galatians, is really speaking to this challenge that a lot of people are trying to incorporate back into the system, a bunch of rules, and adding it to their faith. And it was really troubling Paul. And Paul was in the midst of a discussion of this, and he said, I don't want to be part of that. What I destroyed, I do not want to be working on it anymore. I don't want to build it up again. I once destroyed this concept of living by the law, and I don't want to be party to building it up. That's literally 18. For if I build again, verse 18, chapter 2 of Galatians, for if I build again those things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For, verse 19, for I, through the law, died to the law that I might live to God. He wasn't saying that his Old Testament teachings and his Judaism that he was raised in was of no value. He says, no, it brought me to a realization of who Christ is and what it meant to connect with him. And then he goes into these next very powerful two verses. For I have been crucified with Christ, he said. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. What a powerful truth that is. Who loved me and gave himself for me. And verse 21. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. Living the Christian life. That's what I wanted to talk about tonight in our family devotions. Living the Christian life. I want to remind every one of us, it's not about living a set of rules. It's not even living a set of customs that we have to do it this way and that way and this way and that way and it has to fit into what we've always done. No, it's not customs, it's not rules, it's not the law. It literally, if we do it right, it is literally life-changing, and it is all, listen, everyone has to refocus periodically on this. It is not about what we do, it's about the relationship we have. It's the relationship with Jesus Christ. That is what we need to be very mindful to cultivate. And I wanted to share from these couple verses, 20 and 21, I wanted to share three thoughts that stirred my heart today when I was reading this passage, and earlier when I was reading it, I came back to it and said, I think this is worth reminding us about. The first truth is if we really want to have our walk with Christ, our Christian life be vibrant, we cannot forget this very important truth. We need to die to ourselves. We need to die to ourselves and live through Christ. That's literally what it is saying. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Now, that is easy to say, but it is really, being crucified with Christ is an interesting concept. I remember when I was a new Christian trying to sort out what that really meant, and it really was perplexing to me. And I have to say that after more than three decades of knowing the Lord, there is still aspects about this that are really mind-boggling to me, to be very candid. But from a pragmatic standpoint, it is very clear to me what it means to me. Moment by moment, in the moment, in the very moment, right now, if I want to experience a closeness with God, I need to make a decision. And the decision is to, minute by minute, allow Christ to live in me and through me, to be part of my life, And what is really the struggle here is that it is not about my agenda. It is not about the plan I put forward for the day. It's not about what I want. That is why Romans chapter 12 has been so important to me. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That concept of presenting ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, that is a reminder to me how on a moment by moment, I need to purpose to say, no, it's not about me. It is, I am died. I've died with Christ on the cross. It is about Christ in me, the hope of glory. It is a conscious decision I need to make. I did look up a write-up that C.S. Lewis had in Mere Christianity that spoke to this. I wanted to read it to you. The real problem of the Christian life comes where people do not usually look for it. It comes the very moment you wake up each morning. All your wishes and hopes for the day rush at you like wild animals. The first job each morning consists simply in shoving them back, in listening to that other voice, taking that other point of view, letting that other larger, stronger, quieter life come flowing in, and so on all the day. It is from that I have made it a practice, that not something I do every day, but many times when I first wake up, I make a decision to, I commit to the Lord. I say to the Lord, Lord, help me. I know, you know, I know what I plan to do today, but Lord, no matter what, let me end this day closer to you than I've ever been. May that be the number one goal of my life. May it be the goal of this day, this moment, this morning. You know, and that morning may have nothing to do with, quote, religious things. It may be filled with cleaning or raking leaves or, you know, just manual tasks. It may be doing taxes or something that all of us just shudder at the thought. You understand what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. It's part of life. And as we go through life, everything we do, we should be saying, Lord, how can I use this to be more conformed to your Son's image? How can I be closer to you? So, when we face temptation, we need to say, Christ, live through me. A lot of people need to think through that. A lot of people struggle with habits that they have had for a long time. You know what? You're not going to do it in your own strength God's way. They do not go together. The way this happens is we do it in the power of Christ living in us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. It is saying no to ourselves and not trying to be, I can do this. It is a commitment that in Christ I can do this. Take the I out of there. Because when we have that, we set ourselves up. When life seems impossible, you ever faced any of those recently where it just seems like, I can't get from here to there? It seems like, you know, on a weekly basis, I find situations like that. I frankly don't know what to do. I don't know how to respond. I don't know how to be an encouragement. If it was me, I would be right discouraged. How can I, Lord, you want me to be an encourager or your ambassador? Well, it's at that time I say, well, Christ, I'm yours. Work through me. Just guide me, direct me. And that's not just for a pastor, that's for every believer. When we don't have enough strength to do what we know we need to do. You know, one of the things I see that as a grandparent of 15 grandkids, I see where the parents can get to the point where caring for the kids just seems like such a unbelievably endless task. I am reminded that for them that they can do it in Christ. And they can do it in such a way that God would get the glory. But I need to keep moving very quickly. So my point was, we need to recognize that we need to die to ourselves. It's not about what we want. It's about doing what God would have us to do. It's number two is this thought of live by faith. And I say that that goes in contrast with living by faith versus feelings. We live in a feelings-driven... Look at what it says in the second half of verse 20. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You know, I think of that movie, It's a Wonderful Life, and how Jimmy Stewart got to the point where he turns to Clarence and says, I wish I wasn't ever around, I didn't exist. And Clarence, the angel in this movie, granted him that wish. And then he went about and saw how, wow, he had made a difference. Well, really the key to that is that he felt like quitting. Why? Because he felt like his life was made. It was all about his feelings. Things hadn't gone the way we should have. You know, they wanted him to go. Well, my life, that happens to me all the time. I end up with things not going the way I had hoped they would go. And you can feel right discouraged. I received a letter this week that was really not nice. Flat out not nice. About one of the messages I brought. It was signed, by the way, but it was signed in such a way that was just a scribble, so they could say they signed the letter. And there was no returned address. There was no way to know who sent this letter. It was typed, by the way, also, other than the just scribble marks at the bottom. Well, when you get something like that, you know, you say, well, forget it. Just forget it. I'm not doing that. But you know what? I crumpled the thing up and I threw it in the garbage. I just threw it in the garbage because you know what? I don't need to be focused on my feelings. What I really got to do is recognize that God has called me to be his ambassador. I need to go out and do what he has called me to do today. To be an encouragement. To be a witness. To stand strong where there needs to be a testimony taken. It's not about feelings. That's my point. I'm not going to belabor the point. One is that it's not about ourselves, our own agenda. And number two, it is about faith, living in Christ, living by faith, not by feelings. And then it comes down to this third thought. I had a lot of other thoughts on the feelings, but I'm going to leave that. In living by grace, this is a critical item, especially because many in here, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but how many of you have been Christians for more than 15 years? I'll bet you a good majority. Yeah, it is. It's obvious. You know, here's the point. You get years in your Christian walk, think about how this applies. I'm going to read verse 21. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. Here, I believe this is saying, live in grace and not under the law. And it particularly, what came to my mind when I thought of this, and this is the danger for those of us that have known the Lord for any amount of time. We start getting comfortable and we start looking around and seeing other people struggling with whatever they're struggling with. And I am mindful of the parable that is told in Luke chapter 18. And it's the parable of the tax collector and this other Pharisee that came in to pray. And the Pharisee came in and prayed with his hands up and shouting, and the tax collector stood afar off and with his head bowed, prayed. And Jesus said, you know, the tax collector is the one who left closer to the Lord. Here's my point. We need to never forget that it is not about us. It isn't that we're saved by grace and then we start living long enough till we've really built up enough so it is our grace that's carrying us along. It is never our grace. We are really filthy rags. We all have a fleshly nature. We don't deserve anything eternally. It is all about what Jesus Christ has done. And instead of that diminishing, which is a danger for those of us that have walked with the Lord for any length of time, we start to get comfortable and think, yeah, you know what, doing pretty good here. I'm having my devotions on a regular basis, and I'm talking to people about the Lord. I'm going to church on a regular basis. I'm giving my money. Be careful. I believe that is exactly what Paul was saying at the end of this, the warning of this. I do not set aside the grace of God. It's not about doing things. It's about a relationship. So die to yourself and live through Christ. Live by faith and not by feelings. And live in grace and not under the law or in your own pride. Warnings for us in the middle of the week. It's also an encouragement, by the way. Because you know what? Tonight, before we leave, we're going to sing Satisfied as our closing hymn. So maybe you can start moving that direction. That's 518.